Okay, welcome Hopkins Junior High School to the CMEA Jazz Festival here at Aragon High School on Friday, January the 30th, 2015. This is David Adams, now retired from Palo Alto and Peel College. I love seeing them out, yeah, it's cool. Yeah, nice intonation here. Yeah, good. I like the good swing feel. You guys are holding back on the tendency is a lot of times to rush those figures. Yeah, and we're going to go wham, bop, ba, da, bop. Yeah, and I would do that little boo-doo-dee, you know, do the crescendo, almost like you're going to the next measure. Yeah, bass player, you can play out a little more. I can barely hear you. Yeah, saxes, we need to get your backgrounds to match together. It and get the everybody in the band needs to hold out those notes. The lead trumpet is doing a nice job of playing those notes long. Everybody else needs to hold those out the same volume, same intensity. Don't let the notes fade on you. Okay, you got a couple of places where we get crescendos, and a couple of people are doing a crescendo, but everybody's not staying together on it. But really good feel though. I like the style you're doing it. Doing a great job with your articulations, you know. And saxes, I'm not always hearing the lines from you as much as I'd like. You know, like making sure that those lines, some of those triplets. Boom, beada, boo, and then you have so those triplets really need to come out together. Thank you. Yeah, just as a matter of taste. I would try to not breathe after the half note of the third beat. I got that speaker a couple of times. Yeah, boo, da, doo, 3, 4, 1. Okay, try and get that all in one breath. Just a personal tasting. Yeah, trombones, you got to blow through that phrase. Don't let these, just because they're soft doesn't mean they have to, you don't have to blow. Yeah, long note. Hear the lead trumpet players doing. Everybody needs to do it. Yeah, and avoid it. What? Try to use it to avoid that bubble sound. Just play a full, big-bodied sound. Yeah, nice job on the tenor. Yeah, and that little phrasing thing is just a matter of personal taste. I do it a little different just where I breathe, okay? And everybody in the band, it's really hard to play accompaniments like this because you've got these long notes, you know, and you say, oh, okay, I've got a whole note to hold for four beats. But the whole note, those long notes are important. And you need to have those voices blow all the way through. So some of us are letting those notes sort of fade. You know, maybe I should be able to take a chunk of sound from any portion of any long note, and it should be just as good as it was at the beginning of the note. And like if you play a note like, I'm exaggerating, but you see how I sort of change the tone quality? So... And one of the reasons we like having ballads on these types of festivals is because it does give us a chance to hear whether people are blowing through the long notes and sustaining the sounds, and that they understand their role. So good stuff for you. Glad to do it. That's a good articulation. 1, 2, 3. Excellent. You've heard Herbie Hancock do this, I hope. Yeah, and saxes you can play out a little. Do-da-dee-da-da. Yeah, look at the articulation here, trumpet. Yeah, now do that. Big fat sound on him. Do that. Yeah, and in the rhythm section, you can push the guys a little bit when it says loud like that, like before the solo section here, 39. Make them play louder, okay? And then back off, so that when the solos come along, we're playing soft underneath the solos. That's it. Crescendo all the way to the 8 on 2. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3. Yeah, do that. So the 2 8 notes at the end of the measure are a finale to those two measures. Yeah, and rhythm section. And we should meet the end of these phrases. You know, you can put a little extra oomph on there. One, two, three, do that. Little, you can get a little dirtier with that. You know, just get to play them together like you're doing. But you can put a little more crescendo, a little more energy on it. Love the Barry player, yes. Dee-dot. That's got to be short. Nice job. We did a nice job of working it out, working things out so that we're really playing together. I think the next step that we'd have to try and do is get more punch on some of these. One, two, three, do that. Those notes have to have a little more of a punch to them because we have good intonation. I mean, you guys know how to play together. You know what it sounds like to be together with each other, and we're doing a nice job of that. But what we want to try and do is get more of a drama in our playing, okay? And that means like punching the notes a little bit more when they're a little louder. You know, not obviously we don't want to be losing good sound or getting sloppy or anything. We just need to try to push the envelope a little bit style-wise, okay? Hopefully that makes sense to everybody. And you guys are obviously working on some real good stuff and doing terrific job. And next, for the rest of the year, let's try and get a little more oomph into the, make a little more drama happen. Okay? Thanks for coming and playing for us today. I really enjoyed hearing you. Keep up the great work. Lots of good teaching here.